It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Uncertainty about the economy continues to weigh heavily on national and global outlooks for 2012. Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood is here this morning to discuss some predictions for major industries in the Boulder Valley. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Now, a few weeks ago, we discussed University of Colorado economist Richard Wobbekin's predictions for Colorado's economy. Now that 2012 has officially begun, what is the outlook for the Boulder Valley's key industries?
Well, as a reminder, Wobbekin in December predicted that the state overall would post moderate growth in 2012, adding 23,000 new jobs. That compares with 27,500 added in 2011. But each year, the Boulder County Business Report examines the key sectors that make up the economy. This year, we looked at eight separate industries. And I'd say the prevailing sentiment is pretty consistent that we will see moderate growth in the new year.
Well, moderate doesn't sound that bad compared to what it could be. Now, you said you looked at eight industries specifically. Obviously, we do not have time to discuss them all, but what are some of the key highlights?
The sector that affects every other industry is banking, and the outlook is a bit better for 2012, although we probably will see some additional bank failures this year. Still, we found that bankers in the Boulder Valley are generally optimistic, and most anticipate increased lending. Jerry Agnes, CEO of Elevations Credit Union, told us that his institution plans to expand its residential lending by about a third. Toby Leonard, a vice president with Great Western Bank, said that small businesses also would expand, some attempting to take advantage as competitors have struggled or gone away. At least one banker, though optimistic, says that uncertainty might keep some small businesses from expanding, even though banks are better able to lend than in recent years. That market president, by the way, is from First Bank and goes by the name of Brian Larson.
Clearly, that is not me, Chris. So if we take a look at other key industry, real estate has been top of mind for several years. Where do things stand here?
Our headline for commercial refers to that sector gaining steam, and that's exactly what local experts are predicting. We've seen real improvements in the market with demand increasing and rental rates stabilizing. Becky Gamble, the president of Dean Callen and Company, told us that much of the uptick is due to organic growth of companies. Stephen Tebow of Tebow Development goes so far as to predict that 2012 will be a stellar year for commercial real estate. It's also an optimistic outlook for residential, with pent-up buyer demand and stabilization of prices. Scott Franklin of Legendary Properties at Coldwell Banker says that the market has passed the bottom and is surging upward.
Chris, Colorado, the Boulder Valley, and Northern Colorado have seen amazing growth from the clean tech sector in recent years. Is that momentum going to continue this year?
Our conclusion is that the new year will be a testing time for that industry, both locally and nationally. The experts we consulted say that an end to some tax credits and changing market conditions will lead to a year of consolidation and transition. We're seeing possible ends to tax credits both for solar and wind projects, and that will present a major challenge for the industry as companies seek new ways to finance projects.
Finally, I guess we could not discuss economic predictions without a discussion of health care, and I'm going to hazard a guess that uncertainty might also be the appropriate buzzword here.
Very good guess, Brian. Several factors mean that health reform will continue to be at the top of the agenda in 2012. The Supreme Court this year will weigh in on two aspects of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, deciding whether key provisions are constitutional. And as you may have noticed, we're in an election year, and every Republican candidate has pledged to repeal that law. So while uncertainty prevails today, a year from now we'll have some real answers. In the meantime, local health care providers, including hospitals, are continuing to adjust to the law, and market forces are likely to keep them in an expansion mode.
Okay. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.